Page 22. Reading 2. Informational text. Science. Ecosystems, the systems of nature. Organisms and species.
An organism is a living thing. A huge redwood tree is an organism. A small mouse is an organism. A tiny insect is an organism. A human is an organism, too. Some organisms, such as bacteria, are so small that you cannot see them. A group of very similar organisms is a species. The organisms in a species are so similar that they can reproduce, that is, have offspring or babies, together. And their offspring can reproduce, too. Horses and cows, for example, cannot have offspring together because they are different species.
Habitats.
A habitat is the place where an organism lives, its surroundings or environment. A habitat provides the things an organism needs to survive, such as food, water, a livable temperature, and shelter. A habitat can be as large as an ocean or as small as a drop of water. It can be a forest or one tree. Several species may live in the same habitat, such as a river. Different organisms live in different habitats because they have different requirements for survival. For example, a river or lake can be the habitat of some species of freshwater fish, such as trout. Freshwater trout cannot survive in the ocean, which contains salt water. An ocean and a lake are very different habitats. Similarly, the desert in the southwestern United States and northern Mexico is the habitat of the saguaro cactus. The saguaro cactus cannot survive in a tropical rainforest. Sometimes animals move to different places within their habitats. For example, many kinds of frogs are born in water. However, they live mostly on land when they grow up. During very cold weather, some frogs go under the ground or bury themselves in mud at the bottom of ponds to stay warm.
Populations and communities.
All the members of one species in the same area are a population. For example, all the frogs in a lake are a population. All the pine trees in a forest are a population. All the people in a city, state, or country are a population. Some populations do not stay in one place. Monarch butterflies travel south each year, from parts of western Canada and the United States to Mexico. Some species of whales travel around many oceans. A community is all the populations that live together in one place, such as all the plants and animals in a desert. In a community, the different populations live close together, so they interact with one another. One way populations interact in a community is by using the same resources, such as food and shelter. In a desert, for example, snakes, lizards, and spiders may all use rocks and holes for shelter. They may eat insects, other animals, or their own kind of food.
The parts of an ecosystem.
An ecosystem is made up of both the living and non-living things in an area. Non-living things include air, sunlight, water, rocks, and soil. All parts of an ecosystem, living and non-living, interact. Plants take water from the soil, and they produce oxygen. Animals breathe in oxygen from the air. They eat plants and other animals.
Three kinds of organisms.
In an ecosystem, there are three kinds of organisms: producers, consumers, and decomposers. Each kind of organism is important. Most producers are plants. They use energy from sunlight to make their own food from water and carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is a gas in the air. People and animals breathe it out. This process of making food is called photosynthesis. Consumers cannot make their own food. They eat or consume other organisms. All animals are consumers. Consumers are classified by what they eat. Herbivores, such as deer, horses, and many birds, eat only plants. Carnivores, such as lions, spiders, and snakes, eat only animals. Some carnivores are scavengers. A scavenger eats dead organisms. Scavengers include vultures and catfish. Omnivores, such as crows and bears, eat plants and animals. Some consumers are also decomposers. Decomposers break down dead plants and animals. The dead plants and animals are changed into nutrients, which go back into the soil. Producers, plants, consume these nutrients. Decomposers are very important in the ecosystem because plants need nutrients to grow. The two main kinds of decomposers are bacteria and fungi. Bacteria are very small living things. We cannot see bacteria, but they live in soil, air, and water, and on other organisms. A fungus is a plant-like organism without leaves that grows in dark, warm, wet places. Mushrooms are one kind of fungus.
Food chains.
The movement of food through a community is called a food chain. A food chain always begins with producers, plants. In the ocean, a food chain begins with algae, which are very small plant-like organisms. Small fish eat the algae. Medium-sized fish eat the small fish. Big fish eat the medium-sized fish. On land, a food chain is similar. It begins with a plant. A consumer, such as an insect, eats the plant. Then another consumer, such as a bat, eats the insect. Next, a bigger consumer, such as an owl, eats the bat. Finally, the owl dies, and decomposers break it down into nutrients. Every part of the food chain is necessary to every other part. Without water, plants die. Without plants, animals cannot live.